Half the world is woman.
Half the world is woman. Until now, kept out of the way.
This is United Nations Radio, with the fifth in a series of programs devoted to International Women's Year, 1975. With two-thirds of the world afflicted by poverty, malnutrition, illiteracy, and disease, increasing attention is being given to the question of how to bring the long-neglected resources of woman power into the struggle for better conditions of life. And examining the question in reverse, what kind of broad economic change would benefit the struggle of women for equality with men? Lucille Mayer of Jamaica stresses the latter part of the question, observing that women are the greatest victims of underdevelopment.
When, for instance, we refer to a national unemployment rate in the Caribbean of 25%, this statistic conceals the fact that female unemployment rate is twice that of male. Unless we place specific targets for women's development in a clear context of a new economic world order, we are discussing our targets for women in a vacuum.
But Australian feminist Germaine Greer warns that economic change does not of itself guarantee an improved status for women. She observes that in many countries, the mechanization of agriculture has even resulted in pushing women out of their traditional jobs as agricultural laborers.
And when we talk about women being essential to the process of economic change, what we really mean is that the politicization of women and their struggle as a collectivity to defend their own interest is necessary if economic change is not to be simply an intensification of the methods of economic tyranny that we already know.
Ghanaian High Court Justice Annie Diaga says that this collective awareness is growing in her country.
Whenever women in our society know what has to be done, there's no stopping of them. Our market women are a force to contend with. No political organization can bypass them.
But what of the millions of women, mostly in rural areas, who know no way of breaking out of a cycle of constant childbearing and back-breaking work as they struggle for sheer survival for themselves and for their families? Father Anthony de Souza, an Indian Jesuit on the World Council of Churches, highlights one aspect of this problem.
There are, for instance, the developing countries in Asia where the woman, as a woman, does not have respect. But as a mother, she has respect. So the attitude of the girls is to get married as soon as possible and to have a child as soon as possible. This is the thing that we have to change.
Mahnaz Afkami of Iran sums it up this way.
Development in its true sense cannot take place without the full participation of women. Women cannot, however, play their role unless there is some degree of development first, especially in relation to attitudes and prejudices.
And Elizabeth Reid, personal advisor to the Prime Minister of Australia, sees the need for a new kind of revolution if women are to be liberated from positions of inferiority in both rich and poor countries.
I think the revolution has to occur firstly inside their own heads, and secondly, inside the heads of men, and thirdly, inside the heads of their own and other children.
More about roles and attitudes in our next and final program in this series. This is United Nations Radio. The song, Half the World is Woman, was written and sung by Jacqueline Lemay.
Until now, didn't even know that she has the right to live and love her way, that her soul is what she has nothing to pay in the troubles of today. She will show.